Good afternoon, Outliers. Happy March 27th, year of our Lord, 2024. I am the world's worst at planning. Like, legitimately, you can ask my wife. It drives her up a wall. I'm a big picture guy. I'm not a give me all the details kind of guy. And this morning, I was sitting on the couch, and I'm like, hey, this Friday is Good Friday. Is the market open Friday? The market's not open Friday. that's how quickly I... That's how close to the date it was that I was like, oh, wait, are we open Friday or not? No, we're not. Good Friday, March 29th. We are out. So that means don't bother showing up on Friday because I ain't going to be here. I hope you are not going to be here. I hope you're doing something fun for Good Friday. I hope whatever you're doing, it's more than good. Speaking of good, good afternoon, Donna. Good to see you. All right. I don't think we're going to be doing all that much today. But you know what? We're going to show up every single day with consistency and discipline. So let's jump right into it. Yeah, I hit the wrong bumper. You got to be professional on this show. You got to hit the right bumper at the right time, Chris. Come on. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. And Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So what I wanted to do first was take a look at our trades that we've put on in the last few weeks or so. I put them on this list here just to take a look. Now, reason being is, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. What's happened to these stocks since we got out of them? That's what I know. So we're going to start at G Diddy, right? Got in on the 18th, got out on the 25th, sold into strength. At that time, as you can see, it's gone slightly up, basically sideways since then, right? Following the rules, getting out. PSX got in on the 18th, got out on the 21st, sold into strength, and it's gone down at that point, right? It's not performing as well. Allstate got in, got right back out because it closed below the prior day's low, and then it rocket shipped off the 20 EMA. So that's the black line. Rocket shipped off that. Bam. So yeah, of course that happens. And this is why I wanted to bring it up. So this is from one of my mentors, Mark Minervini. I've had incredible conversations with Mark. And I'm incredibly grateful for him. He was one of the first people that I sought out after I did an analysis of my portfolio at the end of 1 year. And I made negative dollars. I mean, I'm talking like I lost all year long, but my win rate was 84%. And I'm like, how in the freak do I have a win rate of 84% and I'm losing money hand over fist? Like, I cannot keep money in my account. And so Mark was one of those people I reached out to. I'm like, listen, I need major help. I'm going to go to the people who have actually made money in the market instead of the people who talk theory about making money in the market. And because of that, it's changed my life. So really, really grateful to Mark. Watch Channel DE. Hey, we can take a look at NVIDIA in just a minute. Goran says, is it too late to put on ITT? He missed it yesterday. We will cover ITT. Don't you worry about that. So this is an old post going back to July 2022. For the record, he got stopped out of this trade. You know what? That happens. Okay. Feeling stupid? You're doing it right. Sometimes after you sell a stock, to cut short a loss, the stock will turn around and move up in price. Has this happened to me thousands of times? Yeah, of course. Do I feel dumb or get angry? No. Making sure you feel stupid is the market's way of pressuring you to act foolish. That's misspelled, but foolish. Don't succumb. Remain disciplined and cut your losses. The alternative to managing risk is not managing risk. And that never turns out well. So I wanted to just go over the trades we had on lately, right? Because I feel like Sebastian, based on what we're talking about in the Discord, I feel like Sebastian was feeling a little bit anxious, feeling a bit worried. And I told him, I was like, listen, dude, like, I have never been more confident. And I shared over my backtesting spreadsheet, so you guys can all take a look at that as well in the Discord. Like, I've never been more confident. But that doesn't mean every trade's going to be a winner. That doesn't mean out of four trades, every three will be a winner, right? There's a random distribution of wins and losses. And you just don't know when that's going to come. And that's why you position size correctly. Because on those days where it doesn't work out, you don't want to be too big on a trade that's not working, right? So Allstate turned around and continued on without us. And that's okay. Go to Coop. Coop is like 20 cents over where we got in, right? So we got out, it drifted sideways, and now it's basically back to flat from where we got in. And I closed it because of it closed below the prior day's low, right? Talk about PFG. PFG, again, closed below the prior day's low, and it's gone up a little bit since then. It's just how the market goes, right? And I'm showing you this to say, I'm following my own rules to keep risk in check, right? And it closed below the prior day's low right there. But that doesn't mean that every time you put it on, it's going to work. And it doesn't mean that every time you take it off, it's going to go without you. We don't know what the future is going to hold, right? So this one here, closed below yesterday's low. STLD, we're still in this trade. So needless to say, I am super excited to be trading with you today. So let's say hi to Leo. Let's go to NVIDIA since Watch Channel want to take a look at that. What's up with NVIDIA? So here's the thing, right? We zoom in. Nothing's really happened over the last couple of weeks. We zoom out. Holy goodness. A lot's happened. Holy goodness. It's gone up from 477 to 900 or so. So it's doubled in the span of 47 days. That's unusual. Here is a rule of thumb that I actually got from Mark. He's like, listen, at some point, you're going to run out of buyers. And if you run out of buyers, who's left? Only sellers. So does that mean it's going to plummet? I don't know. Could it bounce right off the 20-day like it did here? And then go up a ton after that? Totally could. I don't know. But I would not trade this today because it's below the 10-period moving average, right? The 10-period moving average is a really easy indicator to use for, is it trending up or is it trending down? That doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to be trending down, right? Because you can see here it closed below and then it shot back up. But you can see that at no point during this major trend, except for once, did it close below the 10-period. And then as soon as it closed back over, it continued on. So I'm not looking to get in NVIDIA. I don't know if you are, but that's my analysis on it. STLD. Let's start with our trading strategy. Let's go look at the market. We want to see the 10 over the 20, price over the 50. We got all that. Price is trending higher. Told you for months now, don't get in the way of this trend. It will run you all the way over. Next. We're looking at our planned exit points. Do we need to take off trades? Do we need to keep trades on? Before we add a new trade, always look to see where we can reduce risk. So, STLD. This is the one that had its dividend. Ex-dividend date was today. It's looking chill. No problems here. Hey, Sebastian. So, it's up 79 basis points on the day. And it's above the prior day's high. I mean, all of that looks solid. I'm really happy with that. If it closes above the prior day's high, that's also a super bullish sign. You want that. It doesn't mean it's going to go on, but it is a bullish sign. It's not breaking the 10. It's not breaking the half ATR. It's not closing below the prior day's low. So we're going to move some things around, right? Think about for tomorrow. That'll be yesterday's candle right there. So for tomorrow, let's move it up to 144.81. So if it closes below 144.81, I would get out. Right? Reducing risk. Always move up your stops, never move them down. So we're going to do that for tomorrow's candle. Let's go to GM next. GM also looks sharp, right? From a... Oh, I forgot to do my... heat map. STLD. My selling into strength heat map, which I marked on here, I would sell if it got to G26 or higher. STLD. Zooming on in. The current, and you look at this bar up here, the current one is G23. So, no reason to take a STLD off. keeping that one on. By the way, market breadth, a measure that I've looked at for years, is starting to go up now. So Sebastian asked about that. It's going up, my friend. All right. So STLD, keeping on, no changes. Now let's go to GM. GM, again, moving up. It's not breaking down the 10 or the half ATR or below yesterday's low. So let's move this up to the low of today's candle, which will be yesterday on tomorrow. So the low of that is 44.06. So closes below 44.06 tomorrow. I'm out. Let's take a look at the heat map. Cylinder strength at G29 or more. So if it's already over G15, then I go 5 points higher. So GM. Let me catch up on the chat. Nathan, howdy. I decided to invest $500 in Siri. Sirius XM. It doesn't have a buy signal on Outlier yet, but it looks like it's reached the bottom. Let's take a look at Siri. Nathan, let me come back to that. So we're going to zoom in on GM. We're going to see the heat map color today is G24. My planned exit point is G29. So I'm not ready to get out yet. Wait a minute. G29. What was it yesterday? 24. Okay. It was the same yesterday. G24. So once it gets to G29, which is 5 points higher, I'll get out. ITT looking sharp. All right, so I did give this one a couple minutes, and I do have a rule, so I'm going to discuss that rule with you real quick. Nathan, we'll come back to Siri. So my rule for ITT, which we might have to do tomorrow, we might not. Oh, Randy's asking about G23 and the heat map. Check this out, Randy. This is something that's a huge improvement here. So Randy, let me make this as big as I can. Look at this line right here. You'll see as I go over candles, it changes, right? So close at this particular spot right here. Actually, let's go to the sell signal. On that sell signal, heat map shows G28, close price 39.35. Yesterday on this buy signal, heat map shows G24, close price at $44. Do you see where that's at, Randy? On this line right here. I can't like move and show you at the same time. It goes away. What I used to do is I had this plugin and I would see what color it was at. But now I can actually use the data on the chart. So that's really, really handy. All right. So here is this rule. If the price moves past the planned exit point at the close, let me show you what I mean. On STLD. No, ITT. Because it is close, right? And you've seen, even yesterday, when it's close but below, I give it a few minutes to work, right? If it's above right now, I'm not going to really stress on it. I'm going to continue to keep that on because it is above. But if in the next 30 minutes, 31 minutes, it goes and closes under 136.13, I'm not going to see it because I got other things I'm working on. I'm not going to see it because I don't sit here and pay attention to this all day. If it goes below at the close, I will set an alert on my chart. And if it drops below the prior day's low intraday, meaning if it goes below here tomorrow, intraday, I will close during the day. Close intraday right there. That is my only rule for emergency exits during the day. The rest of the time, I trade at the end of the day. This is my one rule for emergency exits during the day. So that'll be the plan for that. Because like I say, it's not there. I don't know if it will be tomorrow. Whatever. I'm just following my plan, right? Consider this. You've got a plan in place, right? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. If you position size correctly, it's going to be a paper cut when you lose, right? And sometimes it'll be a paper uncut when you win. That didn't work very well. But sometimes when you win, they go wildly out of control. Cut your losers short. Let your winners run wildly out of control. Of course, go along with the ride while they go, right? Okay, let's circle back to Siri. So the plan is not taking any off. Let me jump over here. I'm going to tag Jorn real quick because Jorn was asking. Oh, by the way, who shared this? Stock Gambit. Thanks for sharing these. Let me tag Jorn. Jorn is a pilot and he's flying right now. No closing trades. Let's go back over here. Nathan was asking about Siri. Outlier has really shown me that beautiful curve and it looks like it's flattened out. So I'm feeling pretty confident about this one, even though the overlay is red. Ooh, okay. So I'm in Siri. I want to go performance summary. Performance summary, Outlier is not so great, 419. However, negative 419, look at how much it outperformed buy and hold. That's crazy, right? Now, it's not a positive expectancy here, but it outperformed buy and hold by tremendous amounts. But let's check out what our buddy Nathan says. Oh, Nathan, you're right, dude. That price trajectory oscillator has curled up. Nathan, you may have identified this a day before the algorithm picks it up. You absolutely may have. In fact, that's one of the key things right there. And Mahesh specifically talked about that in our webinar last week. The signals come at the turning point. So yeah, you may be in, Nathan. Good call. Good catch. I don't have time to look at all these. But yeah, dude, check it out. But it does have that red overlay. He loves the oscillator. See? Okay. I'm really glad you mentioned that because I'm a data person, right? I don't like to look at chart patterns, reversals, trend lines, all that stuff. Like, I just want to see it moving in one direction, right? And when I say I don't like to look at trend lines, right? I'm not going through every chart in the world like, okay, it's that much above that trend line. Oh, okay, this is under that trend line. Oh, okay, this is over that trend line, right? I don't have time for that. I run scanners and stuff, right? I am a data-driven person. So if it doesn't show up on my data, I'm not looking at it. So it would not have shown up to me because it's not up on the watch list. But the reason I wanted to mention that, which I really am glad you did, is that Mark and Mahesh are two other founders. Ah, Jorn. Our two other founders. Let me say hi to John C. So this is April. This is Simon. This is Ferdinand. That's me. This is Mahesh. This is Mark. Mark loves looking at that stuff, right? He may even be watching this right now. Mark was the one who's like, oh yeah, man. Way back when, he's like, you go in and you look at the oscillator, and when the oscillator starts to turn, that's the time where you're looking to get long, right? Or looking to get short. And I remember talking to him. I'm like, dude, I don't have time for this. I'm not going and looking at all of these charts all day. No way. But some people love to do that. So it looks like Nathan did a great, great job of spotting an opportunity here. Nathan says, and the market breadth has to be really helping with this turnaround. I agree. Randy. Okay. We talked about Randy. Michael, how you doing, bud? Nathan loves the oscillator. Cool. I think I'm all caught up on the chat. Let's get back to it. Next step, grab the outlier signals for today. Watch list, pop that open, filter on uptrend. Let it think for a hot minute. There we go. Now, I take these from today. Today's March 27th. Just drop them into any old spreadsheet, which I've done already. Copy that. And then I paste it into TrendSpider on my long list right here. And then this is a scanner. And it's just basically going to check a handful of things. Prices in the direction of the trend. There's no earnings the next 3 days, and there's no order blocks in my way. And there's only four. I want to chat real quick on, let me see if I can find an example. Try to find one where there's an order block, like it's leading up to an order block. Here we go. That's a good example. Goran in the Discord, he had mentioned a few things about trading with order blocks, and I'll tell them how, like, if a stock is moving into an order block, so these are big institutional orders that were not filled on this date, they're waiting to be filled. We have seen incredible support and resistance at levels like this, right? So when it comes into an order block like this, consider that overhead resistance. I'm not going to trade something that's coming into an order block. Now, I have in the past had stocks that go into order blocks and fall right back out of them and then go back down. And so I do have a rule around that. I don't know if I've written it down. Let me check real quick. I didn't write it down. But when I have seen that, my rule, which I should write down, is when it goes up into an order block to day trade that. When it's like, I want to find a good example. Oh yeah, this is when I would avoid like the plague. This will do. Okay, when it goes up into an order block, right? So this old order block that's sitting up there, when it goes up into one, this is actually a decent example. Trading it around a 5-minute chart. So if the 10 is over the 20, hold it until it crosses under. The 10 crosses under the 20 on a 5-minute chart. In fact, let's go to a 5-minute chart. Let's see. Nah, not a good example. And so that way you can take advantage of when it goes up into that order block without getting stopped out. Now you can see here, this has played in that order block for a while, and now it's closing above. Tomorrow, that order block actually goes away. That order block is invalidated because it's broken through that point. So back to the list here. There's only four on this list. I'll rescan it one more time. Only four on this list that meet my criteria. This one at $1,200, I know, is not going to have options that are tradable. But the other three, let's take a look at. Give me just a second here. I forgot to log in Tastyworks. Talk amongst yourselves. It's almost done. There it goes. Freaking. Okay. So let's take a look. Before we jump into Tastyworks, we want to look at this. Trend spider backtest combined with outlier signals backtest. Okay. So let's look at the strategy tester. Because there's only a handful, we don't have to do the variance explorer run. It's a really simple backtest. Is it above or below the 10 EMA with a positive expectancy? Oh, and is price greater than the low of one candle ago? That's it. So 69%, but that's $1,200. We're not going to trade that. I know that for sure. So 5.4% is positive. Let's take a look at APF. APPF. I want to look at the performance summary. 87%. I like that. I like 87%. APPF. April 19th. Oh, there's no liquidity here. So even though it has positive expectancy in both outlier and on the charts, it doesn't meet this criteria. 21 days expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid-ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value. 80 delta, basically. And what we see is like 20 to 50 on open interest. That's not enough liquidity for me. Let's go to the next one. Massey. Positive 68%. I like that. No, that's not M-A-S-I. It's got a little bit of liquidity here, but that's 80 cents wide. 222 versus, I mean, I would fudge it at 222, but 60 cents to 740, that's well more than 50 cents. Let's go to the next one. Domino's Pizza. 19.2%. At 490, it's probably not got liquidity for us. Yeah, I mean, there is some right here on this strike, the 470 strike, but that's $1.10 wide, and generally my limit's $10 per contract. So we don't have any trades to put on today. Curious what was DPZ. Massey's, oh, negative 5%. DPZ. So it's got positive expectancy both ways, but no new trade to put on there. Yorn, let me update him real quick. Let me reply with no trades today. All right, that's going to be it. So holding our three, holding, unless something changed. Yeah, actually, it's better. Holding STLD, holding ITT, and holding GM. And Goran was asking about, is it too late to put on ITT? ITT is actually down right now. And here's the thing, Goran. This is not a bad entry point. Nothing's really changed from yesterday. Keep in mind, my exit point is right here. No. Right there. Right? Let me make this bigger. My exit point's right there. So if you put this on today, you actually have less risk in the trade than I would if you kept the same exit point, right? Because it's down. How much is it down from where I got in? 63 cents. So my risk in the trade is from here to here, $1.16. If you put this on today, your risk in the trade would be only 43 cents. Does that make sense? That's how much risk you'd have in the trade if you were to use my exit signal to get out. So, like I say, I'm holding it. The risk to the trade is actually lower today. So it's up to you, my friend. That's going to cover it for today. I hope that this was your insane. Much appreciated. Yep. Hope y'all had a great time in the trading room today. Hope you learned something. Of course, I will be back here tomorrow. Don't forget Friday. Everybody's off. Go enjoy the Good Friday. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.